to Lairg. The train's now travelling alongside the Dornoch Firth, one of Scotland's national scenic areas. The area is well forested with both native and commercial woodlands, adding to the attractive scenery. Nowadays, Scotland's pine and spruce forests aren't just being managed for timber production. Opportunities for outdoor recreation are increasingly being promoted, and there are numerous walks and viewpoints throughout the forest. But the area is particularly well known for a network of mountain bike trails, with some challenging and less challenging routes drawing enthusiasts every weekend. Fiona went to Culrain to speak with Donald Ross of the Forestry Commission.
This is an absolutely beautiful area, and what a fantastic day we've got too. You work for the Forestry Commission.
All of our woods are open to the public. We've got 15 forest walks and 4 mountain bike trails in the north here that we've got to look after and maintain and keep safe for the public to enjoy.
So if I was going to get off the train, where's the best place to get off and enjoy these paths?
Well, for a start, you start at Culrain Station. You're just below Carbisteel Castle, right on the Kyle of Sutherland, and it's a fantastic view you get when you get up to the castle itself. You're looking over the Kyle. Carbisteel Castle was built by the Dowager Duchess of Sutherland, and it was built in, I think it was 1902 it was built. Early 1900s anyway, and it was built, it was the closest the Dowager Duchess could build her home to the Sutherland lands, or they'd actually been on Sutherland land, and the clock tower actually has only got 3 faces on it, when the Duke passed his train, she didn't want to see the time from her castle.
So she wouldn't give him the time of day. It's absolutely flat calm today, isn't it? I'm kind of wishing I had a bike on me myself.
Yes, it is a lovely calm day. A lovely day for being out in the woods and cycling. We've got 2 mountain bike trails at Carbisteel, a red trail and a blue trail, and they're for various, varying levels of ability. The red trail's a little bit more tricky than the blue one. And then the other side of the Kyle, you've got a footbridge takes you across the Kyle below the railway bridge, and that takes you over to the Balblair Forest. We've got, a forest walk there and a couple of mountain bike trails there.
And the mountain biking, how many are likely to use these trails?
We had about 10,000 around here that we counted in the 1 year. Similar numbers in Balblair. And they come from all over the world. We've had mountain bikers from Texas, from Wales, England, Europeans that are over on holiday. Some of them specifically to use these trails because they've read about them or heard about them in magazines or on the internet or whatever. And I'd say they're very popular with cyclists.
Walking. What do you reckon?
Yeah, great. Lots of walking. Again, you've got the forest roads you can walk. They can take you into some of the wilder parts. As I said already, we've got about 15 different walks in the north. We've got like some Ravens Rocks Gorge. It's absolutely beautiful. You're actually almost stepping back in time. You go down into the gorge and it's all covered with the ancient mosses and lichens and amongst the trees beside the burn.
And where is that?
That's 20 miles from Bonar Bridge, just up the road. We've got Ahani, Shin Falls, trails around there. There's a Shin Falls with a salmon leap over. You can go down and enjoy watching the salmon leaping over the falls. And we've got a network of trails there along the riverside. We can walk through native woodlands, some hazel coppice and aspens, birches along the riverside, and go across over into the more commercial woodlands across. We've got large spruce and Douglas fir that you can enjoy.
And the deer? Now, there's quite a lot of them about just now, aren't there?
Yes, there are a lot of deer. This is actually this time of year. We're in the rutting season for the red deer and sika, so you'll hear them roar at the stags, red deer stags roaring, and the sika whistling when you're in the woods. The sika whistling is actually quite scary when you hear it the first time. It's quite an eerie sound. But it's, again, they're lovely to see around the place.
Anything else you could do to get out and enjoy this lovely area?
Horse riding is another option. Very popular with horse riders, the woods around here. Again, we've got fairly large car parks, and most of our forest riders can park their horse boxes and get out and enjoy the woodlands and horseback.